Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is the Love and Hip Hop After Show. It is the reunion, and we also have a reunion of sorts here in the studio. We're going to find out what that means. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Like a quarter lick. Run up on me, you get hit.
She
sat on that dude's flat.
Sat on it. Looking like a quarter lick.
Since they wanna bend that bitch.
Stop fired. Wretched Mondays in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Wretched Mondays, we back. We out.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what it is. You in the right place. It is the Love and Hip Hop After Show.
Yeah.
Greatest After Show in the land.
Yeah.
We talking reunion part one.
They already popping
evening.
In the chat. Shout out to everybody in the chat.
Shout out
they
to
already
everybody
lit.
In the chat. Also, I want to let you know ahead of time, we will be taking calls later in the show.
Yeah, we will.
Be ready.
So be ready. We'll let you know when the number's going to go up. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, and as always, you can find me on social media at The Poet Saint. I, unlike other people, are not on the fast of social media, so you can contact me. I'll contact you back. Right next to me is my main man, Jimmy V.
Yeah, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dag. Go follow that and join the combo.
Do what you do. And ladies and gentlemen, she was gone.
She was gone.
But now she's back.
Oh my gosh.
And we happy about it. Hey, it's Trinae. Hey, what up, Trinae?
What's up, you guys? I'm glad to, you know, be back in the building, in the studio with the crew. The highlights. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
And get your life.
Get all of your lives. All of it.
All of it.
Can't forget about my man always holding the anchor. You know.
What's up, baby? Khalil Boo Boo. Twitter and Instagram. Holla at the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Holla at the kid.
Yeah,
man. And if you did not know, this is the one and only Cardi B.
Offset.
Lick is the name of the song.
Hey. Oh, turn it up. That's when niggas got me feeling
ruthless.
And petty. That's why I had to just cool
it.
I love Cardi B.
Last week's episode was titled episode 4. It should have been titled episode 14. So if you want to go check last week's episode, you just heard what I said.
Yeah, it's been corrected.
Yeah.
Just do that. So, as always, we do these reunions with Love and Hip Hop, and they like to break them up into two parts.
Yeah.
You know, just to extend it out. And so we started off with, speaking of Cardi B, we start off with Cardi and her dude Swift, a.k.a. producer, a.k.a. Lapmate. And, of course, we can't forget about Hennessy. And we got a little bit of Asia from the UK sprinkled in there. And so Cardi already is turned up because she's mad at Asia because Asia was saying all sorts of ridiculous things to her and said she was just jealous of her body because she has, you know, titties and she has a big booty and she's popping.
Ass and titties.
So what do you guys think about Cardi being so turned up against Miss Asia?
First of all, the producers or whoever did the lineup, they did it right. Because if they started any other story off, they would have turned the channel. So putting them first started
you
off
think
the
that
whole
was good. Yeah.
Ratchetness right. The whole storyline, of course, we all rock with Cardi, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She was ultimately petty on this
episode.
You know, backstage they had the Hennessy. They had the big bottle of Hennessy. She had a little bit too much to drink tonight. We can see that. I was disappointed. I wasn't happy.
You wasn't happy.
You know, it was funny though, because it was like, we're gonna have her dress conservative. We're gonna put her in her petty suit.
Right, right.
So she could just, you know, take everything.
Yeah.
Take the stage.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'm a big fan of Petty.
So, I love Petty.
So whatever.
Shout out to Petty. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I love how can I say, Cardi's quotes. Because she had a lot of them just in that little segment.
What was the reason? What was the reason?
Hey, hey, you was burning the London Bridge, bitch. All right?
She says, no, Obamacare in London.
What does that mean? Does that mean herpes?
I think that's what
that
she was.
Is that STD reference?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I
It took me a minute to get you. Yeah. I love the, they don't have no Obamacare in London, like you said. That was hilarious.
Poor Asia.
Yeah, I do you honestly, this is my thing, though. Like, I mean, Swift, he just seemed, he seemed kind of chumpish with this because, like, you know, she's sitting over there, and when I say she, I'm talking about Asia. Mm-hmm. She's sitting there, and she's trying to plead her case and why. Of course, Cardi's not having it. And Swift is just kind of over there like, oh, okay, well, this is what it is. Kind of like what he did when they got into that fight.
He ain't learned that at all.
He did apologize. Let's give him that much.
Okay.
He did apologize.
He was saving
publicly.
Face.
Publicly.
I was going to say, yeah.
Publicly apologized.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. That's absolutely, you're absolutely correct. But he did apologize, so I'll give him that much. But
that's about it.
He just let everything go.
Asia was looking good. She was looking like a million bucks, you know? Yeah. So he probably, you know, he's speechless. He didn't know what
she
to
did
say.
Actually
she looked good.
She did actually look better than what I had seen previous.
They did some good.
The makeup artist.
That glow up was really
the glow
up,
she's like, I ain't seen him in about five months. Right. I'm going to show up. He ain't going to know how to act.
You know, Sheeman.
Sliding in my DMs.
Like, yep, I'm coming back.
I'm coming in there.
I do feel bad for her, though, because I feel like she just got dragged.
She got ganged up on. Not only that, but you got dragged into the show.
Right. Yeah, and it was
so and then sorry. All that happened. Yeah. And then, I'm sorry, Lem. In New York, there's something called a roasting session where you go off and jab, jab, jab. Both Cardi and Hennessy was going off on her. She didn't know what to say.
She didn't know what to say.
I don't have anything to say. She because like, you're getting roasted at that point.
She was getting towed up.
But you looked amazing.
She did look good. And I granted, obviously, yes, I do agree with you, Khalil, that she did kind of get dragged in the show. She got a check. Let's keep it real. She got a check.
I hope so.
She got a check, and she agreed to come to this reunion. So she had to know that she was not going to be favored.
She probably got like 12
in this.
$12
She probably just got her flight.
A free flight from London to LA.
A free flight. That's a lot.
New York. If we can bring up the live chat, I know they popping up and they going off.
You know what was really messed up though?
Yeah.
Was when she had said that he texted her and was like, something about if I F her, then I'm the man.
Technically,
I'm the man. True. Or like something.
That was, and see, that's where, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's where I felt like, oh, he's a chump. Like, he's really a chump. Like, at that moment, I did feel bad for Asia because I'm like, she's trying to say, obviously, she couldn't really get it out because Cardi B was just firing on her. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like he was playing her in the sense, and I really, like he said that. Like, oh, man, if I get with her, if I smash with her, then I'm going to, you know, my stock is going to rise. Mm. And we already cool, you know what I'm saying? And so, and Cardi B didn't help by kept, you know, sitting on his lap.
That was hilarious. That was a nice touch on top. It was like a pack, make your booty bounce.
Cherry on top of the petty cake. She was like, sprinkle me.
And she did it on several occasions. It wasn't like one time.
Not only did she do it, but then she said it.
Yeah.
And like they bleeped it out. Right. The crowd went crazy. It was amazing.
Right.
It was amazing. I loved it.
It was great.
I'm not clapping, but I wish we would have got to see the text messages. Like, if we could have legit, like, seen some screenshots that have come up on TV, like, yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been.
So let's get into the Creep Squad. Yeah.
Should have never happened.
First of all, guys, can we answer the question, who invented the Creep Squad?
We can't.
Do we know?
We cannot. Like, that's the whole point. Like, and the fact that, this is the funny thing, is when, you know, there's this discussion, like, Creep Squad, who invented the, you know, and then the host basically... has them, you know, who raised, you know, who created the Creep Squad? And, like, all these hands go up.
Everybody said,
and I'm like, they really, really feel some kind of way about this.
Yeah. I started it.
It's me. It's me, guys. Like, I take all the credit.
But the question is, the biggest creep started the Creep Squad. So now I ask my panel, who started the Creep Squad?
Rich
who
Thomas.
Was the biggest creep? You think Rich?
Richie D.
I'm thinking Pete.
You think this Pete important?
I'm thinking Guns.
Who the fuck
cares?
On the count of three. One. Who started it?
I'll put it like this. Rich, I think he's stepped into it the most as far as, like, asserting himself as the leader because of how he was going in on Cisco. Because he was like, yo, you're out. You know, you are on the outs.
Who are you to tell
exactly.
me I'm out?
Me.
Hey, yo. I don't like this tough guy shit,
don't
bro.
Make
I don't
me like come this tough guy table. We talking like fucking gentlemen. Let's talk like fucking gentlemen. Don't make me come across this table.
Can we just talk about...
You ain't gonna do shit, Cisco.
Can we just talk about
well, crazy.
Freaking Self looking like he going to prom? Like, the budget on these outfits was ridiculous. Oh, first man. Of all, the shoe throwing, we missed that part.
Oh, that's right.
Freaking Cardi B threw a shoe at Asia.
She did throw a shoe at her.
I feel like, you know, Mona obviously doesn't really care. You know, maybe she went to Payless to purchase the shoes and just like, you know, we'll just, everyone just throw the shoes.
Like
throw
a
shoes.
Watered down
things
version
like that.
Of Mace back in the day. Self
looked like a major D.
A major D.
He looked Maggiano. So, can I take your order? Like, this dude, like, what are you doing, dog? You look like a radio DJ. Like, why are you coming in here looking like, you know? But what I thought was funny is how they was clowning on Rich's outfit, you know, with the high water.
Shoot him.
Yeah, Mariah Lynn was going in on Rich, another right. roasting session. But I thought it was funny when she said, you look like your outfit's out of... Easter, but she's got on lime exactly. ass green and pink.
Purple wig. Right?
Look like she's ready for Easter Sunday.
Right. She looked like an Easter egg.
Sunday's best.
And then on top of that, that's how Sunday's best. Never would have made it. Yo, but and then you had Cisco talking mess like, oh, look at that. And this dude had a snakeskin sweater on.
This dude had on the same from season one.
He had to bring it back. Like, I almost killed him with this. I was killing him
with
this.
The Dragon Ball Z design.
Like, that was
blurred out.
Animation wasn't there.
She might remember that from season one.
Boy, you already wore that.
Oh, man. Speaking of, I think it's ready to take some calls. Our lovely engineer is going to put up the number.
Yeah.
So make sure you call in. And we're going to keep the conversation going and see what you got to talk about. I do want to give a shout out to Cisco giving that money back.
That was real.
I thought that was cool. I thought that was genuine.
I finally got paid. My residual came through. My residual came through. So, here's your money.
I'm going to get that to you.
Yeah. Scratch his butt.
Get it right on over the tar, though. Yep.
I've cleaned up in a few days, so I figured petty change. Might as well give you the money that you deserve. And then Peter, of course, gives it to Tara.
Ooh, which was
bravo,
hilarious.
Clap, everybody.
I thought that was hilarious. I thought that whole situation, because for me, yes, obviously that was a sense of discord amongst, of course, them two, and then creeped into the, no pun intended, the rest of the squad. But, I mean, I think it was a good, I mean, no matter how forced or whatever it was. Yeah. And why was the envelope so balled up, though?
It was a good deed.
Like, it was, like, all checked up, like, yeah, like, you had this check. Yeah. Or envelope, or whatever, it ties envelope.
Man, I bet that shit gonna bounce, though.
Oh.
Bounce back.
That shit gonna bounce. Hey, yo, this check, bro. It didn't go through.
You know what?
That would be an awkward phone call.
That would be really
hey,
an awkward
Cisco,
phone call.
Hey, Cisco, how you doing, man? Hey, oh, good, look, good. Yeah, you know. No,
I know
no,
we just... have our problems.
Yeah.
But that check, don't cash it yet, okay? Don't
cash it. You know, Tara's trying to go to Aruba. And she couldn't get past the, you know...
Oh,
the
man.
Doors.
Right. That was hilarious. No. Oh, man. All right, so let's get into Snoop and Jay. First of all, okay, I just want to ask you all, do you think that this relationship was real?
That's right, because it's on TV, reality TV. Of course it was real. Yes. Acting stupid shit like that. Come on, man. We supposed to be hosts. We supposed to be doing a job here. Come on, man. Come on. I can't take it no more.
I've been crying for months. I can't take the disrespect.
Oh my God.
Come on, man. We're being extra right now. We're being mad extra.
Yo, yeah. Yo, let me tell you
something. Yo, I can't take this.
Let me tell you something. Okay, first of all, I just want to address this because this was something that I personally had issue with at the beginning of the season. And Jay talked about her son, and I'm glad they asked her this question because they're like, yo, you just left your son. Like, what's up with that? She's like, wait a second. Okay, I left him with his father. He needed his father.
He's of age.
He's of age. Like, first of all, how old is he to need his father? Like, just now.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So she was like, yeah, and my son is, like, what did she say? My everything, my all.
And my last.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, oh, okay.
You know, she was on the defense quick because that was the first thing she mentioned. You when know, they even came on it. So they've been coming at her on social media.
Of course. Because again, how do you leave your child
right.
for, at the time, it was presented as a relationship. Now they're kind of saying, like, oh, we're supposed to be in business together and all this kind of stuff.
We're supposed to start this label up together.
Right. But when we first saw her, it was all about the relationship. So
yeah, it was.
She did a strawberry. What strawberry did it last time? Just saying.
And she was gonna have kids together. She was, yeah. Houseway. How are you guys gonna have kids?
Oh my God.
Where's Maury?
Trizzy Cole with that one.
It also, I feel like there was an issue because they got into the whole cheating, you know, situation. And, you know, they asked, did you cheat on so-and-so? Did you cheat? And so both of them denied it. However, Snoop really feels that Jay cheated on her. Do you guys think that happened?
Because when people get accused of cheating, they always think the other person is the one that cheated. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's always like, oh, you're accusing me of cheating, so you must have been the cheater the whole time.
I'm just mad they never validated it. They never said if something did go down or not. They just kept it pushing. So, did she cheat?
Who cares? The world will never know. The world will
we
never
don't
know.
Know.
They both denied it, so let's just say that neither of them cheated. But yeah, Jay has been crying for months. She's still probably crying now.
I'm not gonna cry today. She's like, okay, Jay. Don't cry.
Her makeup
you got your good, your good mascara on today. Yo. Can't go back to Chicago. You left your makeup bag.
This is kind of jumping though, but I have to address this. Like, first of all, she's crying through the whole segment, right? And then it gets Papoose. To Papoose, and it's like a totally different situation. And she's like, just steadily crying. Like,
you know what? I can totally relate to this. No. Give me a second.
I almost lost my life in the hospital.
Wait,
that's not what we're talking about.
I can't
right
even
now.
Like make a joke about her. It's just
but it was really like she was super she was still crying about her and Snoop, and then it just went to somebody else. And then she and I and the host is like, yo, you really are feeling this right now. She's like, yes, I got
just like
my
Snoop
car.
Said.
and I'm like, wait, hold on, this is not my kid.
She extra too.
I had a bad banana. And just like,
I used
you know,
to
like,
live by a hospital.
I used to see people going there all the time. Yeah, it was like, oh man, it was hilarious and sad at the same time. Papoose and Remy Ma.
Black love.
I feel like the only redeeming, not only part of this reunion, but you know, season
the
in
series.
General.
The series.
Absolutely. They, of course, talk about the loss of the baby because that was the big thing between them. And so, I mean, you know, they were reliving the moments. I thought, and I said this when they showed this to us, I thought it was very real. I mean, you can tell when things are played up for the camera.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very real. And I was always wondering, I was like, man, how do you get to the point of telling this story? You know, because I feel like there's some level of discretion that you have, like, hey, you know, we're not going to air this, or we're not going to film this, or whatever, some bit. But they allowed it, obviously, to happen. And they mentioned that, you know, Papoose actually said that, you know, he wanted to tell that, wanted her to tell that story because other people could maybe relate to it, learn something from it, that kind of thing. And I thought that was dope.
Which is actually, it's funny that you brought that up, because in a recent interview with the Breakfast Club, Remy Ma was on it promoting her album. And they actually asked her the same question, like, what made you actually speak about that? And she said it's because there was other people reaching out to her, like, oh, I've gone through the same thing. So she said, if I can represent all those people, then, you know, that's something that she gonna do.
Word. Well, yeah, what do y'all think?
Sorry, what?
We're actually doing an after show.
If you forgot, you know.
Hey, guys.
I just wanted to know what you all think as well.
No, no, but chime in. I watched that. I watched the same.
Y'all like, up here just trying to look good and shit.
Just checking my emails. My bad. Anyway, go ahead. What did you say? This
dude right here. I watched the same interview. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter what I say at this point.
I'm gonna go off what he said.
Move it on.
It does matter.
Move it on.
Oh my gosh. I think that's hilarious. I think people
plateau problem. Remy's spitting hot fire, son.
Actually, she is, though.
Hot fire.
Go check that out.
All right, so probably the biggest fiasco, if I can use that term, this season was Yandy and Friends.
Yandy and the BM.
There was so many. So you had Yandy, you had...
You got BM mamas, number three.
Right. You had the mothers, you had the baby mothers... you had even Mendici's calling in from prison.
Mamas, baby mamas, bros.
Mamas, baby mamas, bros.
It was a fiasco. And just to recap, there was a lot of problems with Yandy because, of course, Yandy was overstepping her bounds when it came to the children. And you had basically Erica and Samantha, who are... You know, the slides, if you will, or the
slide.
Or side pieces, or whatever you want to call it. And so there's always been this constant beef. You know, I don't know where Kimbella falls into this.
She was present.
She was. I'm like, she just wants so. Just I mean, you could just see her like, oh, when is my
tag
turn
me
to
talk?
When
tag me.
Like,
tag
you
me.
Like,
tag your man. Tag your man.
Like, she's like ready, like Red Rover. Like, she was ready. And as soon as somebody said something to her, or they looked in her direction, she's like, yeah, that's right. And then she just like, wait, no,
she was ready.
She was so ready. She was so ready. But, yeah.
Paul, can we give a shout out to security this season?
Oh, yes,
because I don't know who they hired, but they were on it.
Yeah,
this, honest. I have never seen a defensive line.
They were thank
that
you.
Good. Okay.
They it was like hut.
Y'all need to go to the
and
NFL.
It was a lot of them.
Yes,
like, I feel like it was like double what they normally have.
Yeah.
Like, and you have like little Mariah and Lynn, like, and it's like 10 of them. Like, what is she gonna do? First of all, like, she's this big.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
But they were on their job, and I just wonder basically piggybacking off that, if there was maybe an issue. sorry if there was an
we're
issue.
Actually doing an after show here. If you want to join, chime in.
If you want to talk correctly, you know, if you want to speak with some discernment. No, I mean, I really think wondering if there was like an issue where somebody really got hurt, or saying, or
there was a Stevie
like
J thing.
Mm. Oh, that was the Atlanta one, yeah.
That was a one. Sure. They were drugs.
They were doing drugs backstage. Yeah, someone got caught.
All different types of shit.
Yeah,
like they weren't doing it the past few seasons.
Right,
that's what happened.
Every season previous to this,
there was drugs.
This is the first time. This is unprecedented.
They were probably on drugs every episode.
In the history of Love and Hip Hop, have we had an issue like this? People usually don't get this violent. We do not condone violence here. At Love and Hip Hop. We are about love
and hip hop.
Exactly.
Music, amen. People.
This is what we do. We're talking about music here. So this
is the whole show's about, right? It's all about music.
It's all about music.
Notice how it wasn't nothing about music this season.
Yeah, well, Remy Ma got it.
Remy Ma. Cardi B a little bit.
Cardi B and got her, a couple
her,
singles
she,
out.
She had it her tour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was it. The big thing, you know, that kept being a constant throughout this season with this Yandy and Friends was this timeline situation Erica kept disputing when she was with Mendices, and you know, because she had the locks chain, because you know, Yandy's like, I'm the wife, and da da da, and she kept calling her a slide. And Erica's like, no, we were together, we traveled the world, we had matching passports, we had stuff in our name, or actually, I had everything in our name, and that was meant we were together, and so. So we actually, you know, got some talk about that. Erica said her piece. She said her and Mendices were together for 7 years.
7 years.
Seven.
Seven.
One,
seven
two, three, years. Four, five, six, seven. Seven.
Right. So of course, Yandy disputes that. 10 summers.
Remy did 10 summers. Fuck your 7 years,
bro. 10 summers. Yandy disputes that, and then she is then called. I love this. Did you get this? A pathological grade A government stamp liar. Like, that's serious.
Very descriptive as well.
But I feel like she does do that.
You know what? This whole situation was weird. She's like, and then you came over. You was crying outside the house in the car. And when he said he had to walk his dog at night, like, it was like, what? What very kind of weird. Stuff? I can imagine Mindy's like, wait. You can't stay here. He's like, wait. I'll be right back. I gotta go walk the dog. He went to go meet with Yandy outside the car.
I think I hear the dog barking. Let me go walk the dog. I'll be right back, okay? I'm gonna take my phone too.
We walking to get some cheesecake.
Right. We'll
be back. It'll be a while.
No, he knows that. He likes the snow. I like it's cool.
And I like cheesecake. No, but for real though, like, do you? I feel like. Erica, I put the two together. I feel like Erica is telling the truth. I do feel like Yandy feels some kind of way. I think Mendices was not truth. Not obviously. Full of any truth.
Nobody is going to tell the truth in this. Nobody truth. Is going to be like, yeah, you know, no one wants to admit they were cheated on and were okay with it and were sharing the same men. Nobody wants to admit that.
So because of that,
it's always going to be some twisted story. He said, she said, because it's obvious that they all knew and they were like, well, Mendices is, you know, the one. So we're just going to stick it out.
I feel like Mendices, at the end of the day, is a sad
guy. We're just going to stick it out
because that's what we do.
We have kids together. We're going to stick it out.
But, okay, let's get into his description of everything because I thought this was very interesting, like how he put it together. Like he says that, first of all, he was with Samantha. And they're like, did you cheat on Samantha? Yeah, I did. With her best friend.
With Erica.
I did. And
knew I had a girlfriend, right. so everything was cool.
Everything was cool. And then he says that they were not together. He feels like they dated, but they weren't together. And maybe Erica feels that way, but they were not. I could maybe kind of agree with that. Maybe she was thinking one thing and he was like playing her or whatever or what have you. But then it gets a little muddled when when it gets to Yandy's presence and it was like, oh, so what about with? Oh yeah, well I was done and me and Yandy were together, but we had this break because Yandy got mad because I was walking the dog all the time. So she bounced. So then of course Erica slid in there. And I had unprotected sex with her. Right.
He said, I'm not sleeping with two different girls, so I can take the condom off now.
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm not trying to get everyone STDs. Exactly. You know, I figure, why
just
not?
You need to give it to one person.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
one person that you really love.
Right. Because he said that she was overseas, and she, you know, she slid up without notice. Mm-hmm. Guys hate that. They hate when you slide up without notice. Mm-hmm. I've never done it, but, you know, I've never done it. That's crazy. You don't show up at somebody's house.
I've done it before.
That's not okay. That's like soccer type of stuff. Like, you need to be telling me when you coming over so I can know. What if my hair isn't dead? Fuck I that, need to know right. these kind of things. And she showed up.
I got trust issues. Surprise. I'm coming when I want.
You coming when you want.
What you doing?
She okay, surprised him or whatever. And Erica, he was, you know, on the couch with Erica doing the do. And she's like, we done. We taking a time out.
Right.
I believe it. You know, it's been decent. Come on. You got the S curl. You got the Jared curl going on.
I think obviously he catered his story to benefit Yandy. Yeah, I think everybody can kind of see that. That's kind of obvious. That's
a woman at the moment.
Exactly. And so he's got to protect his queen or what have you. Yeah. So he's got to do that and support, you know, because of course they talked about it. Like, okay, what you going to say? Because you know they call it.
Okay, so I said XYZ. You need to say XYZ.
You need to say
don't
this.
Don't be going off talking about LMNOP.
Exactly. Because the QRS don't get along.
He was like, we travel together.
Afterwards, say how much you love.
Look, I mean, you know, we were friends, and I just told her to come along. That's about it.
Exactly.
You know?
She was on her birthday. But
yeah. It was like, you know,
I invited all my friends.
Right.
She's the only one who said, yeah. Right. The rest of them couldn't get off work.
I actually went down my contact list and I sent a group text. Okay, she's the only one that said, "Hey,
I told her to pick Chuck E. Cheese or Aruba,"
and she picked Aruba.
So that's what we gonna do. Like, we gonna go to Aruba. Like, that don't make no sense, dog.
He claims that they knew each other for 13 years, and so she said 7.
Well, she said they were together for 7 years.
Okay,
so that I believe they've known each other for a long time. But I think he's definitely hiding.
If you know a person, y'all together.
It's fine, right? We've been together for 32 years.
A year? We've been together a year. I don't care what nobody says. Oh,
it just seems that Yandy and Mendeecees have had an on and off relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And in between, that's what happened. I believe that because that happens. That's true. You know, people take breaks. They go off and on. They're off and on. Blah blah blah.
Agreed.
And in between, the dude, you know, he can't keep his condom on. So this would happen.
Well, if you're not officially together, then either side can go do what you want to do. So don't blame it on the man.
Well, according to Kimbella, Erica needs to get more busy. Like, that's what she has to say about.
Pointless rant.
You're not busy enough.
I'm telling you, man, like, I really feel like Kimbella's like, wait, we're not going to get airtime? Okay, what can I do? Like, she really, because her man was there, and obviously there's a part two, but maybe because there wasn't a lot with that storyline, her and her dude Jules. So I'm like, she had to be in somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, in somebody else's mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was pointless for her not only being up there during that time, but then getting carted off and then her rant, you know, off, you know, outside of the room or whatever. It was stupid.
And Erica was like, you need to go back to that brothel in Florida. Like, I was like, whoa, is there some truth to that? Because Joelle's and Dipset used to be in Florida.
And that's where Cameron met Juju.
Was she at the brothel? Really? Were they both at the brothel?
Down there.
Were they both there?
Somebody should maybe put that in the live chat.
Brothel?
Or maybe call us. Or maybe call us and let us know.
Brothel bunnies? Were they at the bunny ranch?
Oh, man. I definitely believe that they're... Because, you know, they know all the dirt on each other. Like, let's keep it all the way real.
That whole circle.
Exactly. And so I know that there was some truth. And even going back to, like, Cardi B, because... And I really, you know, feel Cardi B in the sense that she... Asia had some kind of feelings about Cardi B because she was a stripper. Because Cardi B kept bringing that up. You know, what you got to say? And she's like, it's because I was a stripper, huh? And, of course, she could never get it out.
Yeah.
But she feels kind of way. And she's sensitive about that because she was that. And she's not shy about saying she's not doing it now. So, and I feel like, you know, maybe Kimbella was doing something. You know what I'm saying? And she she called her card or pulled her card or whatever.
Yeah.
But my thing is, you know, when she was on that rant, she needed to get more busy. She's like, you need to get a job. I'm like, okay, Kimberly, what do you
have? She has tresses. You didn't see her last week when she was filming for tresses.
Oh, right.
She's got her hair. You know, she's selling her hair online. Gosh, yeah, you know, yeah, she basically...
What she does is stalk her man's schedule to figure out what clubs he's doing and what walkthroughs.
That keeps her busy.
So she can make sure.
She definitely said you need to get a man to get you busy. So clearly, that is a form of life
right,
for her.
Right. Because according to her, like, if you don't have a man, you're nothing. Because she basically
I don't
like,
have a man, so I guess I'm nothing.
You're nothing. Because nobody's claiming. Because that's what she was saying. Nobody's claiming you, Erica. Like, wow, really? That's how we're doing? But, you know, that's how she feels. Before we close out, man, Kim. So, and the Kim we're talking about is Samantha's mom, Kim. I felt like this was messy.
Yo, somebody gave her strap. She grabbed her. The way she grabbed her crotch, she's like, I'm at prom. We ready to hit the electric slide. She looks so terrible.
But I felt, I really felt as ridiculous as the heart attack was. Okay, yeah. Like, let's call it what it is. As ridiculous as it was, I really felt like that was a messed up segment for them to do where they were just laughing at her.
Yeah.
That was so messed up. Elizabeth, it's a big one. Like, they was going in on her. And I thought that wasn't fair.
Lost it all.
I thought that wasn't fair. And she was basically like, yo, this is what family does. You know, I don't know why she considers them family. Because I feel like everyone feels like they know each other, they're family. Like,
well, kids, I mean, we family. We've been together a year now.
Right. Basically. Right. So she's just, you know, and I felt bad for Kim in that moment. Like, I thought that segment was messed up. Just saying. But the heart attack was...
I will co-sign with you.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'll give you that.
It was kind of messed up. It was kind of funny,
but it was kind of fucked up at the same time.
It was. But,
That's exactly what love and hip hop is.
It is. But she... My thing is, like... and then Mendici's sister, like... What is she doing?
I don't know
like,
why she was there.
She was in one episode.
She didn't finish going through makeup.
She's propane.
Can we talk about it? She's like, you cockeye! And then the camera zooms in.
Yeah, actually seen it. Oh, my God. Shout out to the cameraman. He was on point.
He was like, okay. Cockeye. I
got him.
Got him.
Yo, that was messed up.
She's cockeyed and she has those weird teeth. When she gets overexcited, her teeth like protrude out.
Oh, really?
Teeth can't do that.
She does this weird thing where she like looks like a bunny, like an evil bunny. No one's ever noticed it. Every time she gets upset, she's always like, I'm gonna get her. So she just has like so much going on right now.
I'm gonna get her.
She has so much going on, you know.
She just can't win.
Yeah. It's not fair.
Yeah. And then Judy, I feel like, they were really going at Judy and
Judy's a Kim slipback, right?
Yeah. No, Kim is. Judy is Mendici's mom. And she was just not having it. And they were yelling at each other. And I'm like, this is not going anywhere.
We need a moment of silence for all the black girl magic that was spilled and wasted on the stage.
Yeah. Tonight. Let's see if you got any more to drop.
I'd rather drink it.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, you know that these shows get to a level where it gets kind of ridiculous because you see the season. You know what's going to go down. I think it gets a little too excessive. My thing is when the guys do it. Like, this whole Creep Squad thing, I'm like, come on, man. Like, let's...
Come at me, bro.
Brothers.
Really?
Let's talk like gentlemen.
Cisco was all in his feelings, and we're just like, what? Like, what is wrong with you?
Rich,
you know?
Like, I'm just getting this money.
I'm just trying to not wear socks. Like, just, like, that's all I'm trying to do right now.
That is the style. Not that I do it, but I've seen it done.
Right.
It's the style.
Right. Exactly. So, I don't know. What is your take on the part one overall?
It was lit. Jerry.
A whole bunch of bullshit, I'll tell you that much. Right now, I'm on Twitter checking out the hashtag LHHNY because it's still trending.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some pretty funny comments I'm going to share here. Let's do the mannequin challenge
Oh yeah, that was,
yeah,
that
was, he was that like was that. Funny. That was, yeah, funny. I thought that was pretty.
Petty funny. Always.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, then when she got on her knee, like,
oh, the yeah,
proposal. Yeah,
will you
that marry was, me? Yeah, that was yeah.
A, will you marry God. Me? Man. Will you? And then Eric is like, y'all still ain't married. Like,
I know.
Yes, exactly.
Fraud. Yeah, that was scary. Fraud. Yeah, it was just, I don't know. It was just, it was, this season was, I think, an extreme level of pettiness. Like, I think they took the pettiness to a new level, if that can be done. There was definitely a new level of pettiness. But it remains to be seen. I think next week's for part two, we see it's going to be a lot more of the same.
Yep. We've seen Samantha
of course
get snatched by yeah. somebody. I yeah. don't know who.
And then somebody's we see, sister. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then and then towards the end, we see someone come out of the audience and look
at yeah, that's somebody's
sister. And then somebody's family member. I didn't know who it was. We'll find out, obviously, next
week. I'm trying to give my 15 minutes of fame
right.
tonight.
Damn right.
But she really ran out of the audience. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like,
and snatched up the
yeah, it was crazy. We see someone who says, okay, throwing heels and pillows. No hands were thrown at the end.
Like, I saw you outside the subway. It would have been nice to,
like... Just let's let some of these fights play out. Let's see what happens.
So, let's see.
I like that idea.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Drewski's gonna pop the question.
Oh my
we
God.
All know
Gosh.
That.
Oh my
he went to the pawn shop
last episode. They was like hugged up. They was like tight.
Actually,
on
yeah,
that
they
little
was,
couch.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't recognize her.
I know, right? Right, she did look a little different.
She got a little work done on her face.
Maybe. Like. Well, she was the one that lost all the weight, so maybe she's still in.
Slimming down.
Must be getting him something, checks or something.
You know, Slim Fast.
Slim it's not checks. Slim Fast, it's Flat Tummy T, guys. Come on. Just fast, check baby. Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Flat Tummy T.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you guys see Cardi B, though, on Being Mary Jane?
No.
She had a guest on there.
And Empire. Yeah. She's going to hit Empire, too.
So, yeah.
Oh, she's going to be like, on.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's good. She's scripted.
She's like, no more reality.
I'm scripted, honey.
Well, she said, she already said on The Breakfast Club, she's like, that's it for me.
I'm
done. So we're not going to see any more of her. And of course, you know, rest in peace to Hennessy, too, because she's not going to be on by herself.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she can't hold it down. But, I mean, I think do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm interested to see what her and that other girl were going to fight about. Because I was like,
Major Galore.
Like, what was that?
Well, Major Galore seemed to just be on the show just to start mess because she couldn't sing. She couldn't perform. She couldn't perform. I feel like she was just on there. It's like, we need somebody else. Self, who else do you know that could like make a stink? You know, he's like
She doesn't even have to sing.
Right. Well, on my way to get my little tuxedo, I ran into this chick, Major Galore. Like, come on, man. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see how it plays out. Do you think, real quick, do you think that Remy and Papoose will be on next season?
No.
You think that's it?
No. Yeah, no.
They coming off Grammy nominations. Yeah.
They got the kids.
They coming out. Yeah, come on now.
They don't need it.
They got this.
Plato Oklahoma is out right now, and it's got some fire on there, so, you know.
Fire. Okay. Just curious. Well, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank, first of all, everyone in the live chat that was putting in your 2 cents. We see you. We appreciate you. I don't know why anybody didn't call in. Maybe their phones weren't working.
I don't know.
Cricket Wireless.
They're tapped in.
They were just like, nah, we ain't calling in. We just going to type
Mendeecees,
all our stuff.
You going to call in? Gel hours? Because
he has all the minutes, yo, for real.
Special phone privileges.
But yeah, that's it for us. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Jimmy V, where you at, bro?
Come on now. She me at Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Continue the conversation.
Yeah.
And what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You know, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
She lying.
Let's keep these, you know, combos going on.
She ain't talking to nobody.
Let's keep these combos. You know, I show love. We all show love.
Khalil with Boo Boo, Twitter, Instagram. Until then, you a duck. Quack, quack.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of quotables.
There was so many.
We got to get a list for next week. Just write them all down and just get them out. All right, y'all. Until next week, we'll see you. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.